आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। होम मिनिस्टर अमित शाह एम्फसाइजेस दैट अपलिफ्टमेंट एंड एम्पावरमेंट ऑफ ट्राइबल कम्युनिटी इज प्रायोरिटी फॉर गवर्नमेंट। वाइस प्रेसिडेंट जगदीप धनखड़ सेज Sustainable development is no longer an option and it is the only way out. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan to inaugurate Pusa Krishi Vigyan Mela 2025 in New Delhi today. In US, federal judge halts President Donald Trump's order reducing government support for diversity, equity and inclusion programs. IMD forecasts isolated to scattered rainfall along with thunderstorm, lightning and hailstorm over eastern parts of the country till tomorrow. And in hockey, men's FIH Pro League, India beat Ireland 3-1 at Kalinga Hockey Stadium in Bhubaneswar. And now the news in detail. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has emphasized that the upliftment and empowerment of the tribal community is a priority for the government. He held an educational interaction with the students of the rural and tribal community of Santokba Dholakia Vidya Mandir, Dang district of Gujarat, at Gujarat Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. During the interaction, Mr. Shah highlighted that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has given the tribal community their rightful recognition after independence. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said, sustainable development is no longer an option and it is the only way out. Addressing the inaugural session of the 21st African Asian Rural Development Organization Conference in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Dhankar said, the foundation of sustainable development can be laid with the help of the rural sector.
What is the good soothing impact of rural development, of empowerment of the rural people? And therefore, I take this convergence as a significant milestone. This brainstorming of next 2-3 days will be a game changer, because world stability is to be defined by growth of the rural sector, growth of the farm sector, growth of the cooperative sector.
The Vice President will be on a day-long tour of Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar, Maharashtra today. We have more from our correspondent.
During the visit, Vice President will preside as chief guest at the 65th convocation of Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar Marathwada University and will inaugurate the Constitution Awareness Year and Amrut Mahotsav at Saraswati Bhuvan College. Vice President will also lay the foundation stone for 4 new buildings under the Pradhan Mantri Uchchastar Shiksha Abhiyan at the university. As part of his visit, Sri Dhankar will also offer puja at Grushneshwar Temple in Ellora and visit the Ellora Caves. Samarjit Thakur, Akashwani News, Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar.
Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that Japan has been a key ally in India's economic growth and is the fifth largest source of foreign investment. Addressing the India-Japan Economy and Investment Forum in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal said that foreign direct investment from Japan has exceeded $43 billion between 2000 and 2024.
Foreign direct investment from Japan to India between 2000 and 2024 is over $43 billion. We entered into a comprehensive economic partnership agreement in 2011, and today we have 1,400 Japanese companies working out of India.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani tomorrow. It'll be the 119th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. The Pusa Krishi Vigyan Mela 2025 will be organized in New Delhi today. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will inaugurate the Mela. The theme of the three-day fair is Unnat Krishi, Viksit Bharat. We have more from our correspondent.
The key attractions of the Krishi Vigyan Mela will be live demonstrations of the cutting-edge varieties and technologies developed by Indian Agricultural Research Institute. Visitors will also have the opportunity to explore exhibitions showcasing promising technologies, products and services from the Indian Agricultural Research Institute, Krishi Vigyan Kendras, farmers, producer organizations, entrepreneurs and startups. Additionally, technical sessions and farmer-scientist interactions focusing on crucial topics topics such as climate resilient agriculture, crop diversification, digital agriculture and entrepreneurship development for youth and women will be held. On a spot, agro advisories will also be provided. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has imposed a monetary penalty of 39 lakh rupees on Citibank for non-compliance with certain directions related to large exposures framework and furnishing of credit information to credit information companies. The Apex Bank yesterday also imposed a monetary penalty of 6,20,000 rupees on Asirvad Microfinance Limited as it failed to report the household income of certain borrowers to credit information companies. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.go.in and download News on AIR app. In the US, a federal judge has stopped an order from President Donald Trump that aimed to cut government support for diversity, equity and inclusion DEI programs. The court ruled that the order likely violates free speech and issued an injunction to block it while a lawsuit is ongoing. In the US, the Indian origin Kash Patel was officially sworn in as the ninth director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, calling this opportunity as the greatest honor of his life.
And I just want to thank him. What a ride we have been on, and the faith and trust he has put in me to lead the FBI is the greatest honor that I'll ever have in my life. The confidence you have placed in me, I will never violate that trust. The men and women of the FBI will be led under your leadership. So thank you for entrusting me.
His confirmation by the Senate was a close at 51-49, with two Republicans voting against him. He replaced Christopher Wray, who resigned at the conclusion of the Biden administration.
Kash is an incredible person. People don't realize it. When he said that, there was no doubt left. It was really a big statement made by somebody that's respected and on the moderate side. And I will tell you, I think Kash is going to go down as maybe the best ever.
That was President Donald Trump praising Patel, saying he will be the best ever in the role. And now, news from the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela at Uttar Pradesh's Prayagraj. Over 59 crore 31 lakh devotees have taken the holy dip at the Triveni Sangam of Mahakumbh in Prayagraj so far. Millions of devotees from across the world continue to attend the grand festival every day. Our correspondent reports that around 1 crore 28 lakh devotees, including many eminent personalities, took the holy dip in the Sangam yesterday.
Saints, devotees and pilgrims from all walks of life are coming to the Mahakumbh. In this trend, Assam Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma took a holy dip. Talking to the media, Mr. Sarma called it a great privilege and said that he is very grateful for this opportunity.
Kumbh mein sthan karne ka jo saubhagya hai, Paramatma ko bahut bahut abhar. Ye Mahakumbh ne ek baat to proof kar diya hai ki sanatan hi atit hai, sanatan hi vartaman hai aur sanatan hi vishwa ka bhavishya.
Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary also took a holy dip in the Sangam and offered prayers. He said that the Mahakumbh is not just a ritual but a living stream of self-purification and Sanatan culture. Meanwhile, after taking a holy dip, Union Minister C.R. Patil highlighted the international stature of the Mahakumbh and said that foreigners have also expressed their faith by taking a dip here.
Pradesh ke aur videshiyon ne bhi isme apni aastha prakat karte hue yahan par dubki lagayi.
Amongst the prominent dignitaries today, Union Minister and BJP National President J.P. Nadda will take a holy dip in the Sangam and offer prayers. He will be accompanied by Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. The Mahakumbh continues to attract devotees from different parts of India and around the world. With Abhishek Kapil, Adarsh for Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
In view of the devotee rush during the ongoing Mahakumbh, the UP board has postponed the February 24th high school and intermediate exams for candidates in Prayagraj. The exams will now be held on March the 9th with the same timings as originally planned. For class 10 students, the elementary Hindi exam will be held in the morning and the healthcare exam in the afternoon. For intermediate students, the military science exam is scheduled for the morning and the Hindi exam for the afternoon. Secretary UP Board Bhagwati Singh said that the examination program of high school and intermediate of February the 24th has been revised only for the district Prayagraj. In the remaining districts, the high school and intermediate examinations will be conducted as per the previously scheduled program. Madhya Pradesh has become the state with the highest number of vultures in the country. In the recent state-level census of vultures conducted by the Forest Department, a number of vultures has increased to 12,981. A report.
In Madhya Pradesh, the vulture census was conducted in 16 circles, 64 divisions and 9 protected areas of the Forest Department in the state. The population of vultures is continuously increasing in Madhya Pradesh. In the census of year 2019, the number of vultures was 8,397, which increased to 10,845 in 2024. A total of 7 species of vultures are found in the state. Out of these, 4 species are local and 3 species are migratory. The winter season is ideally recommended for counting vultures because during this time local and migratory vultures are easily counted. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast isolated to scattered rainfall along with thunderstorm, lightning and hailstorm over East India till tomorrow. The IMD said hailstorm activity is likely at isolated places over Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand and Odisha today. It also forecast a fresh western disturbance to affect northwest India from the night of 24th of February. Under its influence, fairly widespread to moderate rainfall to snowfall, accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning, is expected over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh for the 2 days from Tuesday. The IMD further said that dense fog conditions are very likely to prevail during night and early morning hours in isolated pockets of Himachal Pradesh till today and over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till 24th of February. In the Hockey FIH Pro League, the Indian men's team secured a 3-1 victory against Ireland at the Kalinga Hockey Stadium in Bhubaneswar last night. We have a report.
Although Ireland started strong with Jeremy Duncan scoring in the 8th minute, India bounced back with Mandeep Singh's equaliser. Later goals from Jarmanpreet Singh and Sukhjeet Singh sealed the win for the host. Both the teams will again face each other today at 7:30 p.m. In the women's section of the tournament, India lost 4-0 to Germany. Both the teams will again face each other today at 5:15 p.m. Next, we have news from the Women's Premier League Cricket, where Mumbai Indians defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 4 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Lastly, in the ICC Men's Cricket Champions Trophy, Australia will take on England in the Group B clash in Lahore this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian time. With the report of Mayur Jain, Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Sunil. India sees notable progress in China ties as the External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar meets his counterpart on the sidelines of the G20 Regional Ministers meeting, writes the Tribune. Jaishankar and Wang Yi discuss border peace, Kailash Mansarovar Yatra and connectivity, headlines the Statesman. The Hindu quotes the Ministry of External Affairs as saying that the US election aid allegations are deeply troubling. The Supreme Court of India has rejected the decades-old both hands intact requirement to do MBBS, saying that it reeks of glorifying ableism and has asked National Medical Commission to revise the criteria to enable persons with disabilities to pursue MBBS, reports the Times of India. And finally, over 5.5 lakh eggs have been laid by the endangered Olive Ridley turtle species near Paradeep in Odisha, symbolizing collective conservation efforts of the state government, Coast Guard and others towards wildlife protection, writes the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Renu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Home Minister Amit Shah emphasizes that upliftment and empowerment of tribal community is priority for government. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says, sustainable development is no longer an option and it is the only way out. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan to inaugurate Pusa Krishi Vigyan Mela 2025 in New Delhi today. In US, federal judge halts President Donald Trump's order, reducing government support for diversity, equity and inclusion programs. IMD forecasts isolated to scattered rainfall along with thunderstorm, lightning and hailstorm over eastern parts of the country till tomorrow. And in Hockey Men's FIH Pro League, India beat Ireland 3-1 at Kalinga Hockey Stadium in Bhubaneswar. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.